let's state right here at the beginning, the internet world is a dangerous place. Hackers, scam artists, digital thieves, fake ads, phishing expediters, you name it, the sharks are in the kiddie pool, all ready to clean out your bank accounts, your stock portfolio, your retirement funds. You really can't be too careful. Or can you? Nearly every site you use now wants to verify your good self. If you want to log on to your account for, say, making a ferry reservation, you need to prove you're you. For your protection, dummy. You want to check your mail on Yahoo, they need proof you're not some nosy relative. Sure, it takes a few more minutes to log on to about anything, but hey, the corporations and the government want you safe. They care about you and your privacy. They really do. Sure. Me, I'm not so sure. When I try to log on to some account and my friends in the suites of New York ask for a second verification, either on my cell phone or my email, that works when I'm hanging around home. On the road, not so much. I don't have a cell phone, so option one is useless. Half the time, I'm trying to log on to my email, so naturally the corporate CEOs of Yahoo aren't going to fall for my trick of sending it to the account I'm trying to access. They're not stupid. So, for my protection, I'm locked out, at least until I go home. Something of an inconvenience for this traveler. The protectors of my identity usually want even more. They want to make certain I'm a human being. They have a box which actually asks me to state that I'm not a robot. Then, just to be 100% accurate, they want me to identify with human eyes the boxes they've created, which might have a car or a bus or a CEO in them. If I answer correctly, I'm allowed into the inner sanctum of my own site. If not, up pops another matrix of boxes. Name the ones with a person committing suicide, say, one who's given up hope of ever accessing that all-important Home Depot website without the necessary clearance. Of course, by then it's probably too late. If you're like me and you try to retrieve information from the government agency that tracks suicide-related multiple verification deaths, good luck. Chances are you'll wind up another statistic before they let you in.